Got it, Rex. Good yourself. Yep. Yeah, go for it. There are four. Probably not. That sounds like a early one. Let me just double check that. Oh no. Yep, that's the one. I thought that was one of the early one ones. Yeah, so I'll wait to 14. Probably a downpipe. What page are you booking on, sorry? All good. Okay, yeah. Is it an Australian delivered one or Japanese? Yeah, let's just go cat back. The downpipe would be another 11:49 plus 3 rounds of fit. It'd definitely be a bit louder than what it is now. No, that's about it. No, that's yeah, I wouldn't. How many Ks are in the car? No, it should be fine. So they normally crack over time. That's more if you're going to track the car or anything like that. We have seen a couple of street cars break them, but it's pretty rare. That's not like a 5 minute job either. That's like a 4 hour job plus the parts, which is probably going to end up like, $1,000 to fit, as in $1,000 fitted, sorry. If not more, I wouldn't worry about that to start off with. Nah, yeah. No, not really. Yeah, if anything, the downpipe's definitely recommended just because when you put a bit more power through anything, they obviously generate a lot more heat and the heat kills the cats, so it can melt the cats. Stock downpipes normally don't really like that. But it won't hurt it instantly, if that makes sense. So that's like a long-term thing, or if you're going to track it. If you track it 100%, you're going to kill the cats. If it's just a daily, it should be fine. Yeah, but if you're going to be doing hill runs and like, giving the car a real hard time, you'll probably melt the cats. Yeah, so if you're going to use it as like a toy car where you're just thrashing the thing when you're driving it, the cats are going to get pretty hot. And the factory ones, yeah, just don't like that. So to start it off with, it'll be fine. Like they're not going to, shoot their pants straight away. But over time they will. They don't crack, they melt. Yeah, they melt from the heat. So the cat is the catalytic converter for emissions inside the downpipe. We normally recommend just a downpipe if anything. So if you had a completely stock car, the first mod we'd tell you to do would be a downpipe. If you're going to tune it. No, you can. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just normally when we trim cars, we say to put a downpipe on them just so we don't melt the car. Not really. If you're planning to be using it as like a drive through the hills and belt the thing for an hour at a time, maybe. But if it's just like a toy car, you're driving around, cruising around, give it a squeeze here and there, it'll be fine. Yeah. Nah, all good. Easy. See ya.